Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro, and welcome to the Eagles Report on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles getting back down to business on Monday at the NovaCare Complex, a 10-10-10 practice, and some good news on the injury front. Casey Matthews back on the field after suffering that high ankle sprain that kept him out of the preseason. Jason Babin back on the field after his injury kept him sidelined throughout the preseason. And, of course, Michael Vick at the quarterback position. We begin in the locker room with Vick, who says he is ready and raring to go against the Browns on Sunday.
I felt great at practice. My arm felt fresh. You know, my legs felt good. Threw the ball real well and you know, got a chance to make some throws that I haven't made in a long time. So just felt good. Felt good to be back, and I'm extremely excited.
For Babin, it's been a long time coming since that calf injury suffered early in training camp sidelined him. He, too, expects to be in the lineup against the Cleveland Browns.
Well, I'm going to play. I don't know how the absolutely part comes into play, but practice today felt fine. It's crisp. You know, it didn't look as if I had missed too much time. So
the weekend was an anxious time for some young players, including rookie running back Chris Polk, who survived the 53-man roster cutdown and all the resulting moves after that. He's one of four running backs on the roster, said that feels a whole lot better now than he did on Friday.
It was definitely nerve-wracking. I couldn't even sleep. I left my phone on loud. I didn't sleep that night. And I just kept waking up to check my phone, see if I had a call. But, thank God I didn't, you know, especially in that situation. No news is good news. So it was just a roller coaster ride for me.
With four running backs on the roster, where does that leave Pro Bowler LeSean McCoy? Last year he was fourth in the league in touches. This year he expects his workload to be reduced significantly.
I remember Andy in the beginning of the year said he could cut some of my reps down because I had so many more reps than the next back behind me in the league last year. So I'm sure they'll touch the ball a little bit. And Bryce Brown has done a great job, I think, this whole camp. Deion Lewis and also Chris. So I'm looking forward to kind of working together with everybody.
Make sure you join the Eagles on Tuesday at 11:30 at Love Park in Center City. Our countdown to kickoff, back to football rally, begins with an Angry Birds theme. Make sure you're part of that. And we're live with Eagles Live at the NovaCare Complex from noon to 2, and then with Eagles Nightly at 7 o'clock, all live from the NovaCare Complex. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me on the Eagles Report on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.